Cliff is a magnificent, and he's not alone in this. British football throws his up after him, but he's a one-trick pony. It's a magnificent trick. It's a fantastic trick, what he does. You know, occasionally pulls his goals out of nowhere, but he's also...
No, occasionally, he's time and time again.
He's 85% a lazy bastard. He's 85% a lazy bastard. And that's the big one in the
class player.
Yes, he is. 15% a class player, but he's 85% a lazy bastard.
Well, I'd argue that maybe you can forgive him that. You can play...
No,
maybe.
It's international. I think you can if he's got England, Italy. It matters tonight. And what you want is a player who does it. You don't want someone to say, well, maybe it's a gamble, but not at this level.
I just think it's a knee-jerk reaction after 70 minutes to say...
No, this is it. It's all over. This wasn't a trial tonight.
So who do you play tonight?
This wasn't probable to be possible.
Yeah, but Dan, Huddle had to make a decision.
And he made a lousy one.
Who would you have played?
It's not about that. It's not about, if Poggins played instead of Boggins. It's not about that. It's over.
We're not endowed with fantastic players to play up there.
Listen.
Shane was injured.
But the argument's over. It's like having done the experiment on the lab table here. We said, well, that's how that works. We know that's a flop. And at this level, in an important game, you can't afford...
Well, I think it's nonsense to call 70 minutes the experiment.
Well, that's it.
You've got to hang in there.
Have a shot. Italy ain't going to say, I'll tell you what, Matt, you might be better. Let's do this again. He failed.
We do get to play him again. We get to play him in Italy.
If we play Matt Letizia, it's over anyway. He's never going to get it.
I think you're right in criticising Huddle, because I don't think you should have taken Letizia off.
Well, believe me, I don't go to Matt Letizia. Like I say, they have a blinder against Saturday, but you can't have an imponderable inside on it. It is Glenn Hoddle's fault. It was a fiasco of a decision, and it was a fiasco of a first half.
Dan, how did Steve McManaman play? He had a poor game.
Yeah.
Did you write off his international career because Steve McManaman had a poor game?
I'll think long and hard about playing him again. If next month we play Latvia, or Estonia, by all means, try a few players like Letizia and McManaman. But they're not up to it. You could see tonight, the Italians looked at Letizia, who they don't know anything about, apart from the vague reputation. Yeah. They looked at McManaman and thought, yeah, we got them in our pocket, and it was obvious.
Another man, David Beckham, a class player, had a poor game today. This is the big league.
This is it. This is not like, he was good against... You've got to do it against Italy, otherwise Peel get off the pot.
What I'm saying, Dan, is you've got to trust your judgment, and if David Beckham's good enough to play against Latvia and Estonia, he's good enough to play against Italy.
It doesn't work like that. It really don't work like that. It doesn't. When you play, at any level you play with, right, if you play to your school side, you don't expect to be thrown in, in the big game. But you're quite happy to get a game here and there, and you try it out and you try it out. And most good players, even Italy would do that. They would say, well, we're not going to try them in the England game, but yeah, they're coming on. And you have them on the bench. That first half was a fiasco.
My criticism of Hoddle would be that he didn't stick by his judgment. He should have stuck with Letizia. He might have nicked one in the 89th minute. He might have got a hat-trick.
He's a class player. He looked nervous, and as I say, he was unforgivable. As much as he can do the 30-yard, 40-yard shot, he can always do that little skip over the ball if you don't want to go into tackle, and he did that as well. And as I said, of course, no one's denying the fact that he's kept Southampton up, he does this, but we all know that, I'll scale it down a bit, 75% of the time, you're carrying him. And he would be the most frustrating player in the world, and tonight, he wasn't even frustrating, he just simply wasn't up to that level of going.